Welcome to the Daily Marketing Move. I'm Mason Reed, and this is the weekday podcast for solopreneurs and small business owners who want practical marketing ideas in plain English. Each episode is built to give you one useful idea you can understand quickly and use right away. Let's get into today's marketing move. Here's a quick, painful scene. You launch a page, send traffic, and most people leave in under 5 seconds because the headline didn't tell them two things: who this is for and what they get. They bounce before you even have a chance to explain pricing, trust, or proof. That wasted attention is real, and it's costing you leads. Today's topic is one tiny idea with an outsized return: the five-word offer hook. It's a compact line, exactly 5 words, that fits in a bio, a headline, a CTA button, or an email subject. Shortness forces clarity. When you limit yourself to 5 words, you have to pick the one clearest target, the one immediate outcome, and one small edge that makes someone care. Let's break that down. The core formula is 3 parts: target plus outcome plus edge. Example structure: busy coaches, steady clients, fast onboarding. But we squeeze that into 5 words. So you might get coaches, book steady clients fast. Notice how it names who, the result, and why it's different. Now, the editing rules that make this work in practice: swap nouns for verbs, drop adjectives, and replace weak filler with one strong word. Start with a longer sentence, then tighten. Rule 1, swap nouns for verbs. Instead of lead generation for designers, try designers get client leads. Verbs move the outcome forward and sound active. Rule 2, drop adjectives. Affordable, proven, fast becomes just fast if speed is the main driver. Rule 3, replace filler with one strong word. Words like help, services, or solutions are weak. Replace them with a clear outcome word: grow, sell, book, save. These editing moves force priority. What matters most gets the real estate in 5 words. A few templates you can use right now: target, get outcome, edge, or target, outcome, in time. Keep to 5 words. Examples of 5-word scaffolds: photographers get clients, not spam, or local cafes, faster online orders today. The key is specificity: target who, outcome what, and an edge that reduces friction or time. Let's walk through 2 real examples so this isn't abstract. First, a service-based coach. Long description might read, I help newer life coaches craft offers, build websites, and attract consistent clients who value their time. That's fine, but it's too long for headlines. A 5-word hook could be, new coaches book consistent paying clients. You can tighten further. New coaches book consistent paying clients. That's 5 words, names the target, promises the outcome, and consistent is the edge, stability that coaches crave. If coaching packages are expensive or limited, you can add a 1-line subhead under the 5 words, like includes discovery session plus checklist. That keeps complexity off the hook itself, but still available for those who want details. Second example, a local maker, someone who makes handcrafted candles and sells at markets. Their long bio says, handmade soy candles, crafted in small batches, scents inspired by nature, shipped nationwide. That won't stop a scrolling feed. A 5-word hook could be, locals love scent-forward soy candles. Better? Handmade candles, lasting home scents. That's 5 words. It calls out the product and the benefit, lasting scent, so shoppers know why to click. If shipping or eco-friendly materials matter, add a short parenthetical line on the product page: small batch plus free local pickup. Now, the practical takeaway: a 5-minute writing checklist and a 30-minute publish plan you can use today. 5-minute checklist. 1. Write your target. Who exactly is this for? 2. Write the one outcome they care about. What changes for them? 3. Choose one edge: speed, price, guarantee, ease. 4. Build a 5-word line using target plus outcome plus edge. 5. Read it aloud and trim anything fuzzy. If a word doesn't pull weight, drop it. 30-minute publish plan. Spend 20 minutes writing 3 different 5-word hooks using the checklist. Spend 10 minutes publishing and testing. Update your bio and website headline with the chosen hook. Pin a top social post that uses the line as the opener, and send a short email subject using the hook to a small segment or as an A/B test. The four touch points: bio, website headline, top social post, email subject. Why those? They're high visibility and easy to change. Here's today's marketing move. Write 3 5-word hooks. Pick the clearest one and update at least 2 touch points before the end of the day. That's it. Small test, immediate deployment, measurable friction reduction. You do not need more complexity. You need more clarity. The goal is not to do more marketing. The goal is to do better marketing. If you want a quick example to swipe, try coaches book clients, not leads, or handmade candles, lasting home scents. Use those as scaffolding, then replace the target and outcome for your business. Test 2 subject lines this week with the different hooks and see which gets more opens or clicks. If today's move helped, here's what matters next. Follow the podcast so these short daily moves land in your feed. Share this episode with one friend who's stuck on messaging, and leave a quick review if you found the advice useful. Small signals help others find simple, practical ideas. Thanks for listening to The Daily Marketing Move. I'm Mason Reed, and I hope today's episode gave you one clear idea you can put to work right away. If you found this helpful, be sure to follow the show so you don't miss the next episode. And until next time, keep it simple, keep it clear, and make your next marketing move count.